So how did she get involved in the fight to ban fracking?
There used to be a thing here called the Center for the Study of Interdisciplinarity, and it was started by my friend and mentor, former UNT colleague, Bob Frodeman. And he and I were developing this idea of field philosophy. See, philosophers normally sit in an office like this, and they write articles for other philosophers. But we wanted to, like, get out in the field, as it were, and, like, do thinking, critical thinking with people on a controversial issue in real time, because we wanted to see if we could help think through the ethics and values dimensions of a problem, because they're always there, right? You mentioned a little bit, like Jim Crow, for example. Well, you know, race relations, obviously their ethics and values, but also land use, you know, fracking. Like, people want it, people don't want it, maybe we could help. So in 2011, City Councilman Kevin Roden came to us at CSID, the Center for the Study of Interdisciplinarity, and said, we are going to rewrite our rules for fracking as a city, because there had just been a protest, because they had just approved a gas well near a hospital and near a neighborhood, and everybody agreed it was too close. The reason they approved it is because their ordinance allowed it and they couldn't stop it. So they said, we need to change this ordinance. Now, the city formed an official advisory task force of 5 people, but there was 3 of those members were from the oil and gas industry. So he wanted to get kind of more of a down-home Denton representative group, not necessarily of experts, but just of residents. And he said, why don't you lead it, because you're at a university, and though you're not an expert in it yet, you can spend the time to study it, and you can kind of bring the imprimatur of UNT as a kind of neutral platform for getting knowledge and doing community engagement. And so that's what happened. And so I started the Denton Drilling Stakeholder Advisory Group, or DAG, and I got about a dozen community members with diverse backgrounds together, and we just started hosting like town hall events just to educate ourselves, right? We would invite experts and from across the spectrum, the industry, lawyers, you know, neighboring city council people who have been through it. So that was kind of the beginning. It was just a organized way to learn more publicly, right? It was like I got a way to do my research in and with the public, you know.